Chapter 7 Three Dharma Seals. Every Buddhist teaching bears the three universal Dharma seals. Without all three seals, the teaching is not a Buddhist teaching. In the Mahayana tradition, the three seals are impermanence, no self, and no wish. Impermanence and no self belong to our world of existence, to our limited view of reality. The state of wishlessness, nirvana, is the ultimate reality. The first Dharma seal stresses that all fabricated things are impermanent. These include our thoughts and feelings, ourselves, our world, everything around us. Our thoughts and feelings are in a constant state of flux. One moment, we may be happily laughing, and in the next, miserable, as something that is said deeply hurts us. We are constantly changing. Our body cells are continuously regenerating themselves. We can see this in a general sense when we look in a mirror. What we see in the mirror is not what we saw a year ago. It is similar, but not exactly the same. Knowing that a flower will not be around forever, or that the person we love will no longer be with us one day, will remind us to cherish our time with them and not take them for granted. Realizing that a wonderful moment will soon be gone will motivate us to appreciate it. We do not want to regret later that we missed an opportunity because we thought there would be another chance to enjoy it later. Understanding that nothing is permanent will help us to accept the fact that people and the things we love will not be with us forever. We will thus value them even more. Also, knowing that everything changes, including unhappiness, gives us the hope that unpleasant circumstances may improve for the better, that negative conditions may later turn positive. The second Dharma seal explains that nothing that exists has an individual self. When we look in that mirror, we perceive what we think of as self. We look a little different than we did a year ago, but we perceive ourselves as being the same person. But once we think of me, it becomes natural to think of you and others. That is how discrimination, with all its inherent ills, starts. Eventually, we discriminate against everyone and everything. But I is composed of minerals and elements that used to be someone or something else. 100 years ago, I did not exist. 100 years from now, I will no longer be here, at least not in this form. Part of the physical I may be in a cloud, another part in a flower, or another part in a new book. No more I. At some point, each of us will die. If we understand that throughout the universe there is only one being, and that we are therefore all part of one another, that we are not individuals, that our component parts will separate and reform, and that our loved ones are already one with us, then we will not be overwhelmed with sadness when the physical separation occurs. Hearing that nothing has an individual self might be very difficult to accept. Perhaps we can appreciate this concept more if we look at an example that demonstrates interconnectivity, such as pollution. To pollute the environment, or to pollute one part of our body, is to pollute and harm the whole of ourselves. When one organ in our body is nourished, polluted, or hurt, our whole body will be affected similarly. Likewise, being part of a single, bigger entity, to nourish ourselves is to nourish all beings. Understanding that there is no independent self, and that we are all interrelated and part of one another, will bring us a sense of togetherness and peace, while viewing ourselves as individuals can lead to feelings of isolation or superiority. If we feel we are separate from everyone and everything, we might be unable to connect with others and will become caught up in self-pity. On the other extreme, feeling that we are separate from others, we might begin to think that we know the best way to do things, and that others are not as competent as we are. Feeling superior can lead to the justification that it is right to impose our views on others, and that controlling others is justifiable. The third Dharma seal is nirvana, the state of wishlessness. Not a place or a state of nothingness. Nirvana is a state that is beyond suffering, beyond craving for worldly existence or sensual indulgence. It is the extinction of the ideas of self and other, birth and death, gain and loss. It is the cessation of thinking that I can attain happiness even though others have not, or that the distress of others is their concern, not mine. Understanding that the way to ultimate liberation is nirvana, we will understand that genuine happiness is not to be found in a materialistic, self-centered existence. It is achieved through compassion, moral self-discipline, meditative concentration, and innate wisdom. Only by passing to a state beyond anything we can now imagine or attempt to describe will we truly be free and be able to help others to be free as well.